Morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on when you are listening to this and where you're listening to this particular audio boom. It's me, Jerry. No, it's not a rant this morning. Maybe a feature request, a suggestion, or something along those lines. Something I think that Apple needs is maybe they need to allow it. I don't know because I don't know what Apple allows for in apps. But I think what would be really nice is an app for the iPhone. And yes, I have looked in the past and have never seen one that does this much stuff. I have one on the Android that you can set it. I mean, it's so customizable that you can set it for maybe every 10%, every 25%, every 20%, you know, whatever you want. Or if you only want, you know, sounds at a couple different levels, you can even do that. But at any rate, it'll make a sound. You know, there's no notification. It's just it'll make a sound when your battery hits a certain level. You can then also set your battery low threshold, what, you know, 20%, 15%, whatever. And you can also tell it, hey, when you hit this percentage, play this sound, and then play it every X number of minutes until I, you know, plug in the phone or I acknowledge the sound by opening the app. I the reason I say that it would be nice to have something like that on the iPhone, their little battery low notification thing, I don't really like it as well, and I'll tell you why. Because you don't get the notification right at the 20% mark. And what I mean by this is, yes, it knows, hey, I hit 20%. So when the person unlocks the phone, I'm going to give this alert and I'm going to say your battery's at 20%. The problem with that is in cases like this morning where I did not know my battery was low because I hadn't, you know, I didn't mess with my phone last night and I didn't really dive on it first thing this morning. Well, I went to look at it finally this morning and I saw a notification I wanted to look at. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I double tapped it. And I did the fingerprint thing where, you know, you for unlocking your phone. And it started telling me the whole battery low message. Your battery's at 20%, yada, yada, yada. And then all of a sudden, iPhone shutting down. It turned out, you know, I plugged the phone in and I had to wait about 2 minutes. By the time I got the phone booted up and turned on, I went and looked at the battery. Battery was at 3%. There have been other times where, you know, I've went to unlock the phone. It said 20%. You know, hey, your battery's low. Battery's at 20%. But then you go to look at it, your battery might actually be at 15%. Like I said, it's because you're not getting the notification until you unlock your phone. Which I think should change, but that's just me. That's why I said I'd like to see an app, you know, where someone could set it up to, you know, do some of the stuff like that, like you can on your Android or whatever the case might be. I think it'd be kind of neat. Like I said, it's not a complaint at all. It's just, you know, I think it'd be kind of neat. You could have apps like that. The one I'm actually talking about for Android, you can even set a, you know, when you plug your phone in, you can set it to when your phone's fully charged, it'll make a sound. And I know there's probably some of you saying that there is a battery app that you can do that. Yes, I do believe there is, but I can't remember. I think the app has to have focus or something. I don't know if it'll do it because it's been a while since I even looked into it, but I know there is one that'll do that much. But I'd like to see an app that does all kinds of stuff. You know, there was all kinds of statistical stuff in this particular battery app. You could have it tell you the battery's temperature. You could even set alarms for battery temperature if you wanted to. It would keep track of your battery usage. It would do, you know, show you what used the most, how, you know, different kind of things like that. So, I mean, there was quite a bit to it. And I think it cost like $2.99 for the app. But, you know, there are free ones that'll do some of the similar stuff as well. So with that, I think I'll just end this particular boom and say have a good day. I know here it's going to be like 60 degrees outside. or maybe even a little warmer, just because we've got some strong winds coming in. And then the rest of the week, the temperature's a yo-yo. So, you know, by Wednesday, like mid-30s, I think, for a high. At any rate, take care, and we'll talk at you soon.